An Oklahoma jury will decide if Terry Nichols should receive the death penalty for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. Yesterday, that jury found Nichols guilty of murder and conspiracy. He's already serving a life sentence after being convicted in federal court, and now a state jury will decide whether to impose the more severe penalty. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Although the trial lasted for 2 months, the jury came back quickly after less than 5 hours of deliberation. As they filed into the courtroom, many jurors quivered with the emotion of the moment. Terry Nichols sat quietly awaiting his fate. Judge Stephen Taylor warned the courtroom that there was to be no reaction from them when he read the verdict. Terry Nichols was guilty on 161 counts of first-degree murder. Outside the courtroom, there was no celebration, but plenty of quiet satisfaction.
Well, I don't know. After 9 years, I don't have to feel like showing a whole lot of emotion, but I feel pretty good about the situation because we waited a long time for this.
Dallas Davis lost his daughter, Kathy Seidel, who worked as an assistant in the Secret Service office. Although Terry Nichols is already serving life without parole, that isn't for the death of his daughter. That was for the death of 8 federal law enforcement officers. This time, it's different.
We have felt like that all along that nobody has accounted for the death of 160 people. This is the first time anybody has been charged with 160 people's death. And I think it's long overdue. That's about all I can say to you.
The state of Oklahoma has spent nearly $5 million to prosecute a man who was already going to spend the rest of his life in prison. This trial is about the death penalty. For Dallas Davis, if Nichols takes his place on death row, that's when justice will have been served.
Well, I don't think he'll have the privilege of visiting with his mother and his sister and all that stuff. I don't have that privilege with my daughter. So draw your own conclusions.
John Taylor lost his daughter, too. Teresa Lauderdale was 41 years old. She was a widow who had raised both her sons by herself. With the Memorial Day weekend approaching, Taylor said it was especially hard.
Holidays are very, very difficult. And as I mentioned earlier, I just felt relief that a weight had been lifted from my shoulders. So it won't be much different. Our family is pretty well... our daughter was, you know, you usually have one person in the family who organizes the holidays and does all those things, and Teresa was that person in our family.
Taylor fought to maintain his composure, then suddenly rallied, determined to pay homage to his daughter, gone 9 years now.
She worked for HUD. She had been at HUD for 13 years, and she was a single mom, raised 2 fine boys. Her oldest son now is in the trust department at Co-America Bank. He was 18 when she passed away, and the younger one was 16. She raised those 2 boys. And they're doing great.
When he was finished, John Taylor was led away by friends with the jury's verdict as his consolation. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, McAlester, Oklahoma.